All right, so we're continuing the investigation into Gita v'chatzera bo en ka'achas. And we're moving to the Gemara in Kedushin. It's on Chav Gimel Amin Aleph in Kedushin, which is the source for Gita v'yado by Evan, which is the source for Gita v'chatzera. So let's take a quick look over here. It's a little bit confusing. So we're just going to try to jump in and jump out for the part that we need. Let's see here. So the Mishnah is discussing the question of how an Eved Ivri gains his freedom. Right? So the question is, there are two ways he can gain his freedom, either with kesef, right, paying for his freedom, or by being given a get shichra, a dismissal from his master. Okay, so the Gemara is the question is though, the problem with the eved though is like this, that the eved is really belongs to the master, and really every single thing that he has, that he gets, belongs to the master. So, for instance, by the mammon, the Mishnah says, there's a question by the mammon, that is it possible for someone to give the eved mammon to give to the master to free himself? So there's one sheet the Mishnah says no, because once someone gives money to the eved, it's not his anymore. It belongs to the master. So there's no way for him to then go and say, here's money for my freedom. Because it already belongs to the master. So then according to that, the only way he can gain his freedom with mammon is if somebody else pays the master. Yeah.
But if he's just an extension of the master, then someone already did pay the master by giving him the money.
But it wasn't given to him. It has to be given to the master as... it has to be given... for his freedom. So it was given to him it was given to him in order to give to his master. Sheyitneu l'rabo almanas sheyehei ze ben chorin aval hu atzmo lo yikabel mizeh vafilu almanas sheein l'rabo reshus bo tikasover ein kinyin le'eved below rabo. He can't make a kinyin on it without his rab. Okay, all right, I hear your question, but the point is that the Eved has no independent Yad. So that's the problem with the Shtar. How does he accept the Shtar if he has no independent Yad? How does he accept the Shtar if he has no independent Yad? Yeah. So that's why the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that if the master wanted to free his own slave, he would have to give a get shichra to a third person. And the third person would have to accept it on behalf of the Eved. Right? That's al yedei acherim. Velo al yedei atzmo.
Isn't the third person an extension of the Yad of the Eved? So isn't that the same problem?
He's not an extension of the Yad of the Eved. That's a good question. He is considered to be, like we say, zochin la'adam shelo b'fanav. You can do somebody a kinyan on his behalf if it's something that's good for him. No, but you're getting to a very important point. I mean, you're hitting on an important point that is lost, I think, in the sugya sometimes. And that is what? I mean, the very fact that somebody else can make the kinyan on his behalf reveals something that seems to be crucially important over here. That's definitely very important over here. You see, I think there's the confusion in general. When we say the problem, what's the problem over here or like we were saying, by chotzer, or by even possibly by yad isha, of Mashikonsa Ishikona Baila, or that we say that the Eved has no kinyan on his own. Okay, what is the problem? What is the problem really? What's the problem with Eved? Of giving him a shtar. It never leaves the Baal's Rishus. Correct. It never leaves the Baal's Rishus. Correct. One second. But the problem is not that when the Rav puts it in the Eved's hand, he's kona it back. Now let's just think this through carefully. Is the problem that when I get whatever the Eved is kona belongs to the Rav? So is the problem now that if I give it to the Eved, he's going to be kona it for me, and therefore I can never be machna anything to him? Is that the problem? Or is the problem that since everything the Eved is kona belongs to the Rav, then the Yad HaEved has no independent identity? It's not a problem like he'll be kona, but kona back to the Rav, so it's like a boomerang. Like every time the Rav throws it, it comes right back to him, because the one who's kona is always kona for him. So he'll say, yeah, you want me to be kona this shtar, I'll be kona it for you. Is that the problem? Like a technical problem? Like the kinyan always goes back? Or is the problem that, no, the fact that all kinyanim go back to the Rav, there is no independence of the Rav's Yad.
You say that?
Of the Eved's Yad. There is no independence of the Eved's Yad. And you need to have a mokom of the Rav to... I haven't seen him in a long time. Okay, so, right? You hear the chilek? You hear the chilek?
It works
pretty well. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina, well, the truth of the matter is, it's like by Isha. I mean, we say whatever an Isha picks up goes back, becomes bilus to the husband. There's some bilus. So we're not saying by Isha, for instance, that the problem would be that he'll be kona the shtar back in a kinyan peros. So that wasn't the problem. The problem is it shows you where the problem lies. The problem lies not in the where the kinyan is going, but is there something of the Eved or of the Isha that we can say that's Ro'oi for his Maisa Nesina? We're not worried that whatever she gets will go back to him, so then he'll never be able to give her a get, or he'll never be able to give the Eved a get, because whatever he gives goes back to him. That's crazy. That's a crazy kind of a question. Because how could the get shichra go back to him? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to say that the document of freedom goes back to him. It's similar to what we were saying yesterday. That idea that whatever he's kona belongs to the Rav logically shouldn't apply to the thing that gives him freedom. It doesn't make sense that should be included. The problem is, there is nothing that I can say, this is the Rishus of the Eved that I can make the Kinyan in. He just doesn't have Rishus. He doesn't have a Rishus. You need an object. You need something that's Nikras al Shemo to say, I put it in his Rishus. Since everything he gets goes back to the Rav, Mamela, he has no Rishus. He has no object that I can put it into. But it doesn't make sense to say the problem is, though, that the Kinyan will automatically go back. Think this through, because this is a very important chilek. All right, let's go on. So let's follow through. So now the Gemara says like this, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that what? Af b'shtar al yidei acherim v'lo al yidei atzmel. So, but what does that show you? See, that's what I'm trying to explain over here. If the third person stands in and says, I will accept the shtar on his behalf, so who asked the question before us? But whatever goes to the Eved goes to the master. Who asked that question? You?
Oh, yeah.
You. But that's not our problem. That's not the issue we're trying to avoid. We're trying to get around the problem that there is no identity of the Eved in his own Yad. So it's not considered a Mesira to the Rishus of the Eved if the entire Eved is subsumed under the Rav. The Eved has no name. He has no identity. He has no independent Rishus. Okay? But you do. Right? And you can say that I will be his emissary on this, I will function on his behalf. And since I am not under the anybody's jurisdiction, I can voluntarily stand in for him. He can't stand in for himself. He has no self to stand in for. But that's because, but what does that show you? What does that show you? What does that show you? It shows you there is a person there. He's just trapped in the Avdus. And since he's trapped in the Avdus, he can't express himself. Now, as if there is no such thing as the individuality of the Eved, if there's no such thing as an independent person of an Eved, then a third person wouldn't help. How could you be a stand-in for a non-existent person? It wouldn't help. So the problem of giving the get shichur to the Eved is one of access. That's the problem. You can't access the Eved, descriptively speaking. You simply can't access the Rishus of the Eved to give the shtar to, because he is completely subsumed under the Rav.
The Acherim couldn't.
But the Acherim can. Acherim can.
The Rav, his master couldn't access?
No. The master cannot. It's not the master that can't. It's the Eved that can't.
The master gives the shtar to Acherim.
That's right. The master gives the shtar, the Rav will give the shtar to a third person. And that third person has independence. So in him, he can represent the Eved. Because he can represent the Eved without any of the encumbrances of the Rav. The problem is, the Eved in his natural state, on his own, has no free freedom. Like Tosa said about the Isha, you can't make her you can't force her to have Maisi Yodea, because she could say, Eini Nizonis Veinios. So the Eved doesn't have that choice. He must work. The Rav is in control of all of his labor. He truly is part of the Rishus of the Baal. And halachically speaking, this is one of these strange halachic realities. What type of ownership is the Eved compared to in halacha? Anybody know?
Sure.
Karka. All the dinim of Karka apply to Eved. Halachically speaking, the Eved has like an identity of a kinyan of karka. There are strange ramifications of that, but that is it's a type of ownership. And like I mentioned, you can be you manchil. If a person dies, the Eved goes to his yarshim. Right? It's a real institution of bailus, not an Eved ivri. We're talking about Eved kanani. So, but yet he is a person. He is a person. He does have his own thoughts, his own desires, maybe his own dreams and aspirations. But the only problem is he's completely subsumed under the Rishus of the Baal, and there simply is no way to treat him on his own. But a third person who is free can say, I will stand in on your behalf. And his I is not drowned out by anybody else. You understand? It's a problem of being being smothered by the Rishus of the Baal that will not let the Eved's identity to be expressed. But it's not a problem that what he gets, when he gets it, goes back to the Rav, because then even the third person should have that problem.
Why would that be a problem?
Because he's taking it on behalf of the Eved.
Right, but unless you're saying that, unless you would say that only what the Eved physically is like receiving would go back to the Baal.
No, but that's not the problem. The problem is, since whatever the Eved gets goes back to the Baal, it means there is no Eved on his own. Whenever you interact with the Eved, you're interacting with a part of the Baal. That's who you're interacting with. When you interact with the Eved, you're not interacting with him as a Gavra. You're interacting with him as a part of the Baal's Rishus. So now the get has to be to him, but that's not possible. He ain't there. Because all of his actions and movements and goings and comings are the Baal's. But it's not a problem that when he gets something, it has to go to the Baal. That's not the problem. The problem is him, the access to him. So a third person can stand in and say, I will be him for this purpose. And now we can say he got the get. Okay? Okay, so let's take a look. It's a little surprising, this Gemara. Let's go a little further. So the Gemara is like this. So Rabbi Yishimon ben Elazar says, "Af b'shtar al yidei acherim v'lo al yidei atzmo." Okay, so only even by the shtar, he has to. It has to be through other people, not through him. Right? Yeah. Okay. So in the long Rashi, I told you you don't have to go through that long Rashi, but he just sums up a sheet of it. The kasava zechus hu lo. So since it's a zechus for him, another person can do it on his behalf. V'loi de atzmo, but he can't do it himself. The gabi kesef isle ain kinyan le'eved below rabo. He holds there's no such thing as a kinyan for the eved without his master. V'gabi shtar leisle gito v'yodo bo'en ke'echad. And by get, he does not hold from gito v'yodo bo'en ke'echad. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Omar Rabba, my time is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What does the Gemara ask? What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar about what?
That by Acherim it would work. That he needs Acherim.
What's the reason that he needs Acherim? Gomar lo me'isha. He learns Xera Shove from Isha. Ma Isha Acha Yotzi get Lirishus She'eno Shelo. Just like by a woman who gets divorced. When is she divorced? When it reaches a Rishus that doesn't belong to the Baal. Af Eved Nami Acha Yotzi get Lirishus She'eno Shelo. So too by an Eved. It's only a good. He only goes free if the shtar reaches a rishus that doesn't belong to the rav. Look at Rashi, she'eno shelo, dichsev v'nosan biyoda. So follow this logic, okay? By the eved, by the woman, it says v'chosav lo sefer krisus v'nosan biyoda. So it says the husband gives the get to her hand. V'ihi lo akni le lebal legufa, and her guf is not owned by the Baal. So when the Baal gives the woman the get, where is the get going? It's going to Rishus that doesn't belong to him. Right? So too we learn a gzera shavet to the shichur of an Eved from the shichur of an Isha, that it also has to go to a makom she'ena shelo. Shel Rabo. The Rabbanon Hochi. Gomri Hochi. The Rabbanon learned this way. Ma Isha Mikabelas Gita Af Eved Mikabel Get. So Rashi's learning, Rashi fills in what the Gemara leaves out. The Gemara only gives the reason why it won't work for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And Rashi gives why it will work according to the Rabbanan. Now tell me honestly, is this Gemara not shocking to you? Is this Gemara not anything at all what you thought it would be like? It's not. If I would tell you Gito v'yado is born ke'ach ke'echod, and I would ask you, what do you think the source of that is? You would say, it's a svar. Will you? I would say it's a svar. And if you say, and why does Shimon ben Elazar not agree with that? He doesn't agree with that svar. That's what's so surprising about this Gemara. The Gemara says, no. The whole concept of Gito v'yado comes from a limud from the psukim. Now it comes out a funny path. It's not circular, but it's a funny path. If you follow Rava's path, how does it go? How do we know an Eved can... How do we know a woman can accept a get in her chotzer? Because it's no different than an Eved accepting a get in his hand. And how do we know an Eved can accept a get in his hand? It's no different than a woman accepting a get in her hand. So we come full circle. Right? We learn Eved is good from Isha. And then we learn Chatzer of an Isha is good from Eved. But we couldn't learn Eved, we couldn't learn Chatzer from Isha. But how do we understand this machlokus? I mean, how do you understand this machlokus? Masha that Rabba learns, the Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, look, we learn the shichur of the Eved from the Isha. And what does it say by the Isha? It says, V'chosav lo sefer krisus v'nasan v'yado. Now what is her hand? Her hand is not the rishus of the Baal. So therefore an Eved also must not be... In other words, he's saying... What's he saying? He's saying the svara of Gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad is not really a svara at all. If Gito v'yado makes it that you're putting it into the Eved's rishus when you give it to him, then it satisfies the requirements of a rishus she'ena shelo. And doesn't this like open up a whole different way of looking at Gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad? Up to this point, we would say Gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad is exactly how it's considered that you're putting it into a separate rishus when you put it into the slave's hand. You say you need to put it into his rishus in order for it to be a good get shichror. But the get shichror itself is what's going to make it his rishus. So how is it that it's his rishus before I put it in with the... How do I accomplish that impossibility? I say it's bo'en ke'echad, meaning to say it is going into his rishus with the giving of the get. Right? But if that really was an explanation of how it's considered to be putting it into his rishus, then even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar should be okay with that. Because it's true it has to go into his rishus, but that's exactly what Gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad is telling you, that it is his rishus. But you see, that's not what Gito v'yado bo'en ke'echad is telling you, because that's illogical and impossible. It's illogical and impossible to say that putting the get shichur into the Eved's hand will simultaneously make it his hand by way of receiving the get, which requires his hand. If we could breach that logical gap, then we would satisfy Rav Shimon ben Elazar too. We say it's true, you have to give the get to the Eved, just like you give it to the Isha, out of the rishus of the Baal. But yeah, Gito v'yado, bo'en ke'echad, that's exactly why it's out of the rishus of the Baal when you give it to him. But that's preposterous. Of course that's preposterous. So it won't work. So that's not the svara of Gito V'yodo Bo En Gechad. As a matter of fact, that's what Rabbah is saying, that for the Rabbanan it does work, not because it's outside of the reshus of the Baal when he puts it into the Eved's hand, but because he doesn't, sounds like he's saying you don't even need that. You just need to give it to the person that you're dealing with. By Gittin, you're dealing with the woman, and by Eved, you're dealing with the Eved. So then what is the Gito V'yodo Bo En Gechad for? So what does it even mean? It comes out that if you're going to try to apply it in the way that we thought it applies, it's impossible. And if you're going to tell me that's not how we're using it, so then what is the meaning of Bo En Gechad? You don't need Bo En Gechad. What do you need Bo En Gechad for? It's a big enigma. All right, so let's forget the Gemara for a minute. We'll forget the problems we have in the Gemara, and we'll take up the Kitzos. Okay, Kitzos is known as a very sharp guy. All right, so he takes this problem very seriously. He takes this statement in the Gemara very seriously, and he says, "Listen, let's really assume that there is this idea of Gito V'yodo Bo En Gechad. Okay." Forget about the problems I just raised. Let's just say you know about this proposition, you know about this rule, whatever the impossibility is. It's an impossible thing, but we know it works. Gito V'yado, how it works, we don't know. But Gito V'yado, Bo En Gechad, we know that works. So therefore we know that when you want to give an Eved back his freedom, you have to give the shtar to him. But in order for it to be given to him, he has to have his freedom. So how do we get past that? We don't. We just close our eyes and take a jump and we're done. Right? So why can't we just say the same thing in a regular case? Let's say I have a piece of property that I want to be yours. So we all know it's not sufficient to jump up and down and scream that it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. We need a kinyan. Right? So I'll make a kinyan by writing a shtar. Now, when is a kinyan shtar chal? When it's delivered to the recipient of the gift, right? So let's do it like this. I'm going to write on my shtar, this property belongs to Eliyahu Rosenthal. Right? You don't object, do you? No. And now I want to give him the property, lot A belongs to Eliyahu Rosenthal, and it's mine, on the books it's mine. And I want to be mezakeh him with this piece of property, lot A, with this shtar matana. So, simply, I could go and I could give it to him in his hand, of course that would work. But, what I do instead is, I put it on lot A. So you'll say to me, yeah, that won't work, because he'll only be able to acquire the property
by trespassing.
No. If the property acquires the shtar for him. But the property can't acquire the shtar for him unless he acquires the property first. He needs the shtar to acquire the property. So how, you're an idiot, you'll tell me. What do you think you're doing over here? You're putting the shtar that gives him the property on the property. That obviously doesn't make any sense, because how will he acquire the property? By acquiring the shtar. But how can he acquire the shtar? It's not his property. I say, you know what? You're right. That is a serious, serious logical impossibility. But fortunately, we have a rule that ignores this logical problem and says it works. Just like Gito V'yado Bo En Gechad, Shtaro V'chatzero Bo En Gechad. And poof, it belongs to Eliyahu. You'll say, how is that possible? How could the shtar and the chatzer come together? Doesn't the chatzer have to come first in order for him to get the shtar? And doesn't the shtar have to come first in order for him to get the chatzer? You're absolutely right. But if they come together, it also works. That's the Kitzos's question. It's a brilliant, ingenious question. It just requires you to take seriously the rule of Gito Viyado Boyin Kefet. If you really take that seriously and you say it really means that the simultaneous will satisfy will resolve the circular problem, then it should work by a Shtar Matana too. Don't say why it works yet. Okay, so in other words, so everybody, I think everybody with a basic to intuition and sense has a sense that this question is crazy. This question has nothing to do with Gita Vyada Boyin Kefet. In the best possible way, it's crazy. I mean, it's fantastic, you know. But it reveals something that you just know it's not the same. It's just not the same. Instinctively, you just know it's not the same. But how is it not the same? So Gary is proposing, how is it not the same? Just the most basic chiluk. I don't want to hear any fancy kind of source. Just the most basic chiluk. How is it not the same?
One's a king and one's not.
No.
It's a cabal.
No. What were you saying? You were saying before.
Das?
No. Even though Gito Viyado is Boyin, even though there's a problem, there is some embedded problem of Gito Viyado Boyin Kechad, but I am giving it to a guy who is the right guy. I mean, I am giving it to the Eved. It's true, the Eved is all encumbered somehow with the Baal, but he is also the real guy that I'm trying to get it to. I'm not saying how this answers the problem in any way, but there's a big difference between, it just seems to me, there's a big difference between me alone in my house, putting something on my own floor, and somehow saying it's going to be simultaneously Eliyahu's with the laying of the shtara. There's no shaychus. This house has absolutely zero relationship to Eliyahu. Zero. Nothing. The only relationship that it has is this one I'm trying to forge. I don't mean forge in a fake way. I'm trying to make.
Create.
Right? Create. But, hold on. Yeah, he is.
So he's being a chutzir.
It's all the same thing. Chutzir is from Eved. There's no difference. But the chutzir underlying the chutzir is her bailus. She does really own something in that chutzir. It really is hers in some sense. We're just saying, in terms of the sense of kinyanim, it's not hers. But in zero, in no sense at all, does the property, does my house belong to Elio? Now, I don't know why that distinction makes a difference, but right away, I mean, that's a major difference. It's a major contrast in the cases. And the answer must lie in that distinction somewhere, because that is definitely the key factor that breaks these two cases apart. But how, we don't know. But we have to, in thinking, some, you know, whenever you have a problem, even if you don't have the answer, you just gotta sort of like make a list and say, well, how are the cases different? What's a key feature that's different between this one and that one? And then you'll sit back and say, well, does that distinction make a difference? What are the distinctions? If there's no distinction between the two cases, then you're stuck. If there has to be a distinction, there could be a lot of distinctions, so you gotta try to get a sense of which distinctions make a difference. But you can't try to, you know, the better you get at it, the easier it is to, your first try or so, to intuitively sense which distinctions you're looking for, what type of distinction you're looking for. But, you know, you gotta just try something. So definitely we know, I mean, get that sense. It has to lie in the fact that there's a major distinction between the Eved or the Chatzar of the Isha and my personal property, vis-a-vis a stranger. Well, I mean, just like this, if I would say, who besides for you does your wife's property relate to? I would say, my wife. But I would never pick Elio Rosendahl out of a hat and say, your property relates to you essentially and in some other way to him. What do you mean him? Where does he come to be associated with this property at all? Now, I don't know how that's going to help us with the problem, but You gotta make that distinction. You gotta keep that in mind. You gotta now sit back and think, how is that distinction gonna help us? Okay. All right, so let's do the Kitsos's answer today, and then really be ma'ayin into the Kovet Shurim for tomorrow, okay? So let's read his answer. It says like this. U'la'achar ha'ion nira pshita. The kahai gavna eino zoche. Right? Did I get his question right? I got his question good, right? Okay. He also mentions Eved, Matt. U'kamo gabi Eved, the nase yodo ayide ger ha'shichro. V'ochanami nase chotzer de shimon ayide ashtar matona shebuchotzer. I'm sorry. Ayide hashtar matona shebuchotzer. What? That's before. That's his question. In the end of the first paragraph. Ochanami. He quotes the Gemara. We do again. Right. Hare bishoa shezark lo aget to chatzera dayin ena chatzera ela yede aget nasa chatzera. Same problem. When he throws the get into her chatzer, it's not hers. It only becomes her through the get. And just like the yad of the eved, that it becomes his yad through the get. So to here, nase chatzer de Shimon. It should be Shimon's chatzer al yede hashtar matana sheba chatzer. You gotta get that comma in the right spot. It'll become Shimon's chatzer through the shtar matana in the chatzer. That's exactly how it becomes his same exact problem. So this is like this. U'la'achar ha'ion nira pshita. So this is a good question. It occurs to a genius like him, but after he thinks it over, he realizes it's not really a problem. It's pashut that he's not going to be zoche. Of course not. The cave on the hachotzer v'ashtar adayin lo yotzo me rishuso. Since neither the chotzer nor the shtar left his property, eich yizke bo amakabel. How could the third part? How could the other person be zocha to anything? Me ayin yiyeh lo hamakabel zechia bebeso b'shtaro. Where is it coming from? Where on earth would the Mekabel get a zechus in the house or in the shtar? Okay, so he's basically saying, doesn't make sense. What about get? V'had aminan gabi get chatzera v'gita boin ke'echad nira degam deget shani. Notice, whenever you have a problem like this, you always got to say, this is the way it really works, and this is the exceptional case, right? You got to be. You always got to come down to something like that in these types of situations, right? So it says, look, really the real thing is we can't surmount the impossible obstacle of two things requiring each other in order for their own existence. So really, it's not possible to say the chotzer will be his by the receipt of the shtar matana into it. So how does it work by get? Get is a different story. De get isha ude eved, a get for a woman or an eved, lo boy zechia. Doesn't require acquisition.
On their part, the eved or the isha's part?
She yizke derech zechia. The zechus of the eved to be free and the zechus of the woman to be free doesn't come through any acquisition. Kevan deisha ve'eved bal korchach ve'ein zechia bal korchach. It's not considered that they acquire the get. Acquisition and force are contradictory. So you can't say, I forced her to acquire her get. That's what he's proposing here. Elavadai, the gabi isha lo boi rak vinosan biyada. He says, truthfully, there's no inyan of kinyan on the get by an isha. All it requires is you put it in her hand. V'chein be'eved. And so too by an eved. It's not a new thing, like we were saying, that there is such a thing as a zechus and a kinyan by force. Umehai taima nami nira Beha, the Kaimalon, Kosval Isurian no kosher. And that's also why we hold that if you wrote a get on something that's Osir Beha no, it's kosher. Let's say you found a Nir Nidachas, and before the city was destroyed, you took all the paper and you wrote a get on it. So that get, let's say you took a, so that get would be something that's Osir Beha no, right? But yet, the Gemara says, it would be kosher for a get. Aye, but there are Rishonim who hold, it's impossible to have a kinyan on something that's Osir Beha no. Right? But it's still a get. So you see, lo boy zichia klal, ela venosan biyada. So that's it. So what's his answer? His answer is, you're right. In terms of kinyan, in terms of zechiyah, if I say you have to be kone the shtar in order to own the chotzer, and in order to be kone the shtar, you have to own the chotzer, then the kinyan on the shtar both causes and requires the kinyan on the chotzer. That would be impossible. But that's not what we're saying by an eved or by an isha. We're not saying that she has to acquire the get in order to have, well, let's say the eved. We're not saying he must acquire the get in order to have his hand, because he needs his hand to acquire the get, the shtar. That would be impossible. He's saying, no, it's a separate gzeiros hakosov. This has nothing to do with ordinary kinyanim. Ordinary kinyanim, if I want you to own the field and I write you a shtar, when do you own the field? When you take ownership of the shtar, that gives you ownership of the contents of the shtar. But your acquisition of the field is via your acquisition of the shtar. If that were the case, then it would be impossible to say, and that's the reason why it's impossible to write a shtar matana and put it on your property. Because that third person, that second person, cannot acquire the shtar with your property. And since he can't acquire the shtar with your property, then it can't be his.
Wait, what happened to the whole force thing?
Oh, that's a regular matana. Regular matana can't be by force.
Yeah.
If I write, my property belongs to Eliyahu, and he says, I don't want it, and I stick it in his pocket, it's not his. It's not his.
And that's why it doesn't work. Like,
that's why it doesn't work. Why? Because it means to say, but he's saying more. He's saying it means to say that there, don't confuse what he's saying over here. There's the kinyan on the object, there's the entity that's being transferred by the document, and there's the document itself. What he's saying over here, his chiddush over here is that by a regular shtar, matana, mekach u'memkar, it's good when there's a kinyan on the shtar. There has to actually be like an acquisition of the shtar. Okay? I say, you want to have the house? Take the shtar. And when you acquire the shtar, you then own what the shtar is indicating. So how do you own the house? Because you accept the document that says you own the house. And by acquiring that document, you acquire the house. If that document was written on something that was Osir Behana, according to the Rashba, you could never transfer the ownership of the house via that document. Why? Because you could never own the document. And the whole essence of the kinyan of shtar requires a kinyan on the shtar. Just like the kinyan of Ma'os. If I want to buy your car, when you take possession of the money, I get possession of your car. If you can't take possession of the money for some reason, I cannot take possession of your car. You acquire the money, I acquire the car. So too by a matana, you acquire the shtar, and that's what gives you the matana in the shtar. That will create the impossibility of Shtar matana v'chatzero botin ke'echad. Because how is he going to acquire your shtar matana on your property? It's preposterous. He says, but by get, she doesn't need to acquire the get. She just has to be the thing that his maisa of Messina culminates in. Is her hand her? Is that her? Yeah, of course that's her. So I did a Nesina to her. Does she acquire the... She doesn't need to acquire. She's completely passive. She's simply the target of my Maisa Nesina. And the Eved also. Simply the target of the Maisa Nesina. And therefore, there's no problem of circularity. Because all it has to be is... V'chosa v'nosan. There's a maisa of Nesina. Was I nosan to her? Yes. Was she able to acquire it? No, that would have been a problem. But we don't care about her acquiring the document. She doesn't need to acquire the document. Raya, you can even use Isuriana. That's his thesis. That's his thesis. Yeah, Jay.
If we're saying that it, because they don't have to, that's why it works.
Yes, exactly.
Why can't the Eved just get the get directly? It doesn't need to acquire it.
Yeah, I mean, he's
not explaining each of the Eved on Kaha.
No, he's not.
That's a mechanism of rendering it in Messina, not one of Kenyan.
Exactly.
We don't know how it works even in the case of Messina. It's just.
So that's what bothers the Kobe.
It's more reasonable, I guess, that it could be an idea in Messina versus Kenyan.
Correct. I mean, what Matt is saying is really what bothers the Kovates. No, it's saying, look, so where is Gita V'yoda Bo and Kechad coming in? So it must be coming in the Sina then. That her Chotzer is not really hers, so it's not in the Sina to the Chotzer. But then you just get back stuck in the same circular problem. So he says, the Kovates, sure, unless you'll start off the next paragraph, he says, I don't really understand what he's solving. Because you can't just ignore it. You can't just say it doesn't exist. Obviously, Gita V'yado exists. So you'll move it to Nesina instead of Kenyan, but it's still circular. Notice you'll say, you have to do a Nesina to the Eved, but is he the Eved? Is he the Eved or is he a property of the Rav? Oh, with the Nesina, he becomes his own guy. But then it's still circular. Yeah.
But isn't his implication here that the Nesina does not imply that it's leaving, does not imply necessarily that it has to leave the domain of the Baal? That's not what Nesina means. Nesina means you're taking this thing and sticking it on this yacht, on this geographical location, and that's the thing. So therefore, it is a Nesina. It's not that's the mistake. His attack over here is based on the idea that it has to leave the domain of the Baal, but he's not saying that. Says a chosh, he's just doing it, Maisa, putting it in his geographical locale, and that's the Nesina which effectuates the
I hear. The problem is, well, I mean, the problem is something we said initially is gonna run afoul of this, what the Ketos is saying. Because we noticed that the Gemara was comparing the Kenyan Chotzer to... from get to regular kinyanim, so we said it does seem like it's a kinyan. If it's just a xeris akasav that it has to land geographically somewhere, so how could you use that to learn anything out from? How could you compare it to kinyanim in general?
There are important differences.
There are important differences, yeah. But underlying it all does seem to be a kinyan.
Right.
His question about the Isuria, no, obviously, huh?
Not in the like
right. All right, so let's think it over and look at his criticism. Think of what you think about his criticism. But aside from that, I want you to try to see what his answer is. Okay? Because there's always the danger that the guy who criticizes gets stuck in his own criticism. Right? So let's just look out for that.